Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Messy & Co. I am Ashley, here as always with my incredible co-host, Gian. And we're here audio only today. We want to mix it up. This is going to be a little bit of a recap, and this is going to be our preview for tonight's game against Chicago Fire. So we wanted it just to be for everyone to be able to listen while they're running their Saturday errands. Maybe they're working out. Maybe they're driving to the stadium. Nice, easy listen as you get ready for another Inter-Miami game. How are you doing, Gian, mi amigo?
I'm doing great. It's Friday. Always happy on a Friday. Excited to talk about Inter-Miami. A great game we saw this Wednesday. Great game coming up tomorrow. And it's been a while since we've had two games in 1 week. So it's exciting and just seeing this team progress and do well over this last stretch of games without, you know, some of their biggest stars. So I'm just excited to get it right into it and start talking about some of the things we saw this past week and what to expect coming up tomorrow.
Totally. Yeah, 100% agree. We were both there Wednesday, and I think that's a great place to start. 3-1 win versus Toronto, during which was really a very, very, in my opinion, interesting game. It had a lot of highs. I would say the very beginning of the game, it was like a little bit of a low. It took the team time to like grow into the game. Obviously, no Messi, no Busquets because of red card. Suarez didn't start. So, you know, you were still – and Benjamin Kramaski has already gone to go join the U.S. Olympic team. We didn't know what it was going to be like coming into the game. You know, you're playing still, even though Toronto is, you know, the best team, they still have Bernadeschi, they still have Insigne, like they had Johnson in goal, they still have a lot of good players. So you didn't know how it was going to go. And in the end, a great victory by Inter Miami. What are sort of your just kind of like opening thoughts?
I think my opening thoughts are it's good to be back home. You know, they had a stretch there where they were playing away, so it was nice to have them back at Chase Stadium where they've been pretty good this season. I believe they've won the majority of their games at home, so that's really important for them to especially get back into their winning ways after a pretty tough game previously losing 6-1 against Cincinnati. So it was just good for them to kind of get their footing, get back home, a place that they've done so well. And then I think right off of the bat, this team just continues to prove that they really do have the ability to get good results, whether it's a win or whether getting just at least 1 point in ties and that sort of thing. They've done pretty well without some of their biggest stars, obviously without Messi, in this case without Suarez in this last game until the very end, with the game pretty much being put away at that point. And then no Busquets in this one. Look, before this stretch going into Copa America, you and I had a few conversations here on the pod, and if those of you that listen can remember, where we were trying to figure out like how many games can this team realistically win? Yeah. How many points can they get with their stars out? You know, Suarez, Messi, Rojas was out, where he's been pivotal and very important in some of these games. Hey, they did four out of five, now five out of six with Messi still out now. It's just incredible what they've been able to do. And when I'm looking at this game, yeah, they started off a bit slow. I think they started to find their pace. Typically, Inter Miami has been a second half team in my eyes. Yeah. They'll start off a bit slow. They feel out their opponent sometimes for the good, sometimes for the worse. They are a team that basically until match day 17, they were the comeback kings of MLS. They had claimed 20 points after conceding one goal. But then they went winless the next three after going down 1-0. So I think that there is some balance there. Inter Miami is to say, yeah, you know, we do have the talent. We do have the ability to come back, but that's still not a position they want to put themselves into. And just, you know, these last three games that they did go down 1-0, they weren't able to come back. So it was good to see them come back. It was good to see them Wednesday to be able to, right off the bat, start winning this game, look like the better team, get those goals, those three goals before conceding one. And they looked great. And I know we're going to talk about it, so I don't want to get too ahead of myself. But, man, the young guys really put up a great performance. Diego Gomez, who we need to appreciate every moment that he is on the pitch, because we don't know how much longer he's going to be there. It might have been his last game with us. We don't know. And then, obviously, what a way to come back for Federico Redondo, who was great when he first showed up, went through an injury, and he just had a fantastic game on Wednesday.
100%. Yeah, well, we can get into them. I think they're definitely, they were the two stars of the game, and we really need to talk about their impact and their future. I want to give a couple of honorable mentions before we do. Two players for Inter Miami reached 100 appearances. Drake Callender in goal, who had a fantastic match, by the way. I mean, that last goal, it was unlucky. It was bad spacing by the defense, but he made a lot of stops throughout the game and caused a lot of difficulty for Toronto that kept us being able to have such a big lead for such a, you know, long time. And we can talk forever about the amount of times Drake Callender has come up clutch for this team, most notably our first trophy in the League's Cup final. Mm-hmm. So proud, you know, happy for him that he got his 100th cap with the team. And same for Robert Taylor, 100 games played for us. And we can say the same thing about how Robert Taylor has had so many incredible goals and assists and moments for Inter Miami. So he subbed in, had a great game. I thought that Christophe got hurt in the first 30 minutes and had to be subbed. And Noah Allen came in to play left center back and did a hell of a job. He played so well, and he just, you know, Tata said it in his post game. He doesn't always get that many opportunities. It's hard to fit him in this team, but he sees his opportunity. And, you know, look, I mean, maybe Tata's going to go with Busquets as a back four. I'm hoping he goes with Noah Allen for a few more games, because I really liked the Noah Allen, Tomas Aviles pairing. I think they did a really good job. And Ian Frey has continued to be outstanding in his comeback. So yeah, just honorable mentions to all of those players. Played great games, but we have to talk about Federico Redondo and Diego Gomez, who just, Federico Redondo, first and foremost, he had such high expectations. His first few games with Inter Miami, in my opinion, met, if not exceeded them. He was so good. He was thrown into difficult games early on. Remember, this was still during CONCACAF Champions Cup. And when Inter Miami hadn't found its rhythm yet that we're used to seeing now, he had to jump in at a very difficult opportunity, and he played phenomenally until he got hurt. And so being able to have him back and playing at this level where he got two goals and an assist, you know, was a part of all three Inter Miami goals, absolute star. And so I'm really happy for him, and I hope it's just the beginning of a lot more we'll see out of him.
Yeah, those two guys just were immense for Inter, especially when you're missing a guy like Messi. To have guys that really are able to put the team on their back, or are able to play a lot of different, I think they covered so much space on the pitch, and that's what helped Inter Miami so much in this game. You had Diego Gomez that was so good in the midfield as well as in the attack. I mean, he did an amazing job. You have Federico Redondo, who, man, his ability to really cement that midfield, help on defense, but then also just be a part of the attack, bring up the ball, create spaces for others, touch the ball. His precision was amazing. And then to follow the play into the area to score and be available to score, not only with his feet, but we also saw him score a header. So he actually had his first two goals in his Inter Miami career, both in the same game, and one with the feet and one with the head. He's just showing his versatility and his availability to basically do anything. I mean, this is a side of Federico Redondo that I don't think we've seen so far. We knew he had the touch, right? We knew he had the ability to facilitate. But now Tata has him playing in a position that's much more offensive. He's having him become part of that as we move forward. And it'd be interesting to see when Messi comes back, when Suarez gets back his minutes, which I think we'll probably see that on Saturday. He'll probably get back to the starting lineup. It'll be interesting to see if Federico Redondo still gets that same type of spacing and the same type of time in the offense. I think for me, that's basically the highlight of this game, is this is the best we've seen, the best version of Redondo. And this is how I would love to see him used as we move forward. I think moving on, you also got Robert Taylor that may come in, but hey, we talked about it earlier on in the season with Diego Gomez, going back to him, about how I think news had come out that Diego Gomez's agent had already mentioned that on a radio show that he had been in contact with a lot of different teams in the Premier League. He specifically had mentioned Brighton, that Brighton is famous for bringing a lot of young South American players. We're talking about Moises Caicedo, right? We're talking about another Ecuadorian. I believe his name is it Plata? I forgot the other Ecuadorian. There's another Ecuadorian on that team. They bring a lot of young players. And I think that, you know, we knew ahead of time.
Alexis McAllister.
Yeah, exactly. McAllister. So we knew that there was a connection there. And he was interviewed in the mix zone after this game. And he again confirmed Brighton is in talks with and very interested in bringing him. So actually, I don't know. This might have been the last game we saw him play, especially now that he's going to the Olympics and his summer transfer window. We might not see him again. And, for the stint that he had here, it was just quite amazing. And I think that was just the beginning. So whatever happens, I'm happy to have had him on this team. But hey, we've got a lot of guys that can step up in his place now. You got Rojas, you got Kremaski back from injury. You've got Robert Taylor that plays amazing. So it's just great what we're seeing with this team.
100%. Yeah, I mean, especially you saw it in the game. He was so much more physical and accurate and just like a level above a lot of other players on the pitch. So he definitely, I mean, it will be no surprise. We've talked about this for a long time. If he goes to Brighton, and look, if they are giving Inter Miami $13 to $15 million, of course we're going to miss him as a player this season. But it hopefully is going to open the doors for a lot of other players, because one, we'll have the money we'll be able to use,
and two, the new roster rules too.
New roster rules, and it'll cement to a lot of young talent in South America. You don't need to, you know, instead of going to the traditional Brazil or Argentina leagues or anything like that and then going to Europe, you can go to MLS and then go to Europe, and you have this world stage playing with Messi, great team, MLS is coming up, all those things. Hopefully, you know, it means we get a lot more young talent to play for us. So we'll have to wait and see. Agree with everything you said on Redondo. Rojas, I don't think, had the best game. Campana didn't have the best game. But, we were still – we had – the sum of our parts was greater than one individual, right?
So yeah,
we were
able to put together Campana a great up.
Performance.
Since you bring Campana up, I think that for me – you know, obviously this stretch going into.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply, in-app only.
Copa America, we knew that this was definitely the time for him to prove himself, right? To prove himself as being a vital part of this team, to prove himself that maybe he deserves more minutes than he's gotten, because obviously Suarez has taken those minutes. And I think to a certain extent, he did very well. But there's another, I think, part of that where I am disappointed, especially looking back at this last game that he had. He had plenty of time before Suarez came in the second half.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't really make the runs in behind the defense into space that you would want a guy of that has the speed like he does, that has that is basically should be a reference point in the offense, right? That should be making those runs. He's not doing that. He, for some reason, is very focused on going deep into receive the ball, and he basically always receives the ball with his back to the goal. And I think that that's not conducive for a number nine. And I think that's what you look for, and not necessarily what he's doing. You had, while he was doing that, you had guys like Gressel and Diego Gomez on the left making the runs into space that you would want to see Campana do. Now, is that something that is of his own decision-making, or is that something that Tata is asking him specifically to play like that, to hold the ball and allow others to go into space? I don't know. But in conversations that we've had with others in the press box, they seem to think that's more on Campana's side. So yeah, that's a bit disappointing on my side. I know what I think that he can be a lot. He can show a lot more than he is. And I don't know. It's something that he's got to figure out. I still think he can be a starter on a lot of other teams in MLS. But I think as long as he's not really making those runs and scoring more goals, it's going to be Suarez that continues. As long as he wants to, he's going to be the guy that's getting the most minutes.
Agreed. I totally agree with everything you said. I think, yeah, Campana, he had a couple of the games over the stretch, had some good goals and scored goals he was supposed to score. But yeah, he didn't do anything to wow quite yet, but he has it in him. So
yeah,
fingers crossed, you know, if it means that now, whether it's Suarez or him, you know, we have 90 minutes every single game of feeling like we have a strong number nine, that's the most we could ask for. Right. So we'll wait and see what happens with that. We will, we'll learn a little bit tomorrow, because I mean, this is technically coming out the morning of, so I'm going to say tonight's game, versus Chicago Fire. What's it going to look like? Because, you know, they sit 13th in the East. We're first. We're back in first after not only did we win, but Cincinnati actually dropped points against Chicago, the team we're about to play at home. We got to add 2 goals to our goal differential. And so Inter Miami are back on top with 2 points and playing against 13th Chicago. But we, as we said before, and we'll say it again, that doesn't always tell the full story of when you have an Inter Miami match, because messy or not, we know teams are always bringing their AAA game as it comes to playing against Inter Miami, especially at home for Inter Miami, and especially after they just got a great win Wednesday. So I think it's going to be a tough game. How are you feeling about it?
So as you alluded to, Chicago definitely did us a favor before tomorrow's or this game on Saturday night. They beat Cincinnati and got us back in the first place. So we definitely owe them that, you know. We spent 11 days out of first place, and that was the longest it had been since. But we're right back there, right where we belong. And when you look at this Inter Miami team and you look at the caliber of players, it's not surprising that they are in first place right now. So when I'm looking at this team, you know, Chicago, look, they're a team that's trying to rebound. They had lost, or they hadn't scored, or had a victory in their last 2 games, and then they go and they win this game against Cincinnati. I think it boosts their confidence. I think they're going into Miami on Saturday night, and they're going to try to get at least 2 wins and try to recuperate themselves. They're not the best team right now, but they're definitely trying their best to come out of that that really low spot that they have in the standings. And I think that they're going to come and give it their all tomorrow. I think that also, you know, Inter Miami, as long as they can be, I think, very disciplined on defense, and they looked really great with the exception of that, obviously, that 6-1 thrashing, let's pretend that didn't happen. Other than that, they've looked really well on defense, I think. And that's something that, you know, with Noah Allen looking really good and looking better than Christoph in my eyes. And now you've got Ian Frey. We've got to see if Ian Frey is going to play on defense. Is he going to be the guy that starts next to Aviles instead of Noah? Or is Noah going to be there in the middle with Aviles? And is it going to be Frey instead of Chelo? We have to see. But I think that defense looks pretty good. And they're going to be going up against a team that has scored the 3rd fewest goals in the East with 29. So they're not going against a really strong offense. So that's good. That bodes well for Inter Miami. Also, I think that, you know, Chicago has the fewest away victories in MLS. They're actually tied for the fewest away victories with 2. So they're not a great away team. So those are some things, again, that are going in favor of Inter Miami. And Inter Miami has just looked great. If we take away that 6-1 game, they have won 5 of 6, and they just look so good, both defensively and both offensively. So I'm not overly worried, but I've said that many times before, and it's been a much tougher game than we expected. Now, if you want, we've talked about what's going Inter's way, what goes Chicago's way. Chicago has actually won their last 3 games against Inter Miami. So I think that that's interesting. So they've played really well against us. And that's just how it is in sports. That's how it is even in football. Some teams may not do well in the overall, but they match up maybe well against a certain team. And against us, they won their last 3 games. So Inter Miami is going to try to go in and be at home use the energy of the home crowd, use what they have mustered over this last stretch of games where they played very well and finally end that streak. And I think we're going to have what should be, I think it should be a competitive game, a Chicago side that really wants to get back on track after not doing well, and an Inter Miami team on the other end that wants to continue to prove that they are one of the, they are the best team at home and they can continue to win without Messi and at least hold up the fort until their captain and their leader comes back.
100%. Yeah. I mean, I agree with every single point. I think it will be a, you know, it will be a difficult game, an interesting game. I'm hoping, like you said, Inter Miami can continue winning and winning at a high level. Obviously, I think we'll see Suarez slotted back into the starting lineup. We'll see Busquets in place of Gomez. You know, maybe we'll see Rojas play a little bit higher. And I think we'll see Allen play again, hopefully in that left center back role. So a couple of lineup changes. I think some things will stay the same and we'll be able to continue to get built on. I think it'll be good having Suarez, Busquets, and Alba on the field from minute one because, again, they just bring such a high level of competitiveness. And you know, they just the desire and the will to win, I think, will hopefully continue to be infectious with his other with their other teammates. So yeah, I think it'll be a good game. I'm excited to see. We'll obviously we'll both be there covering the game as normal at the stadium. It will be interesting to see who's starting and who's playing and you know how the team goes out. So we'll be really excited about it, and we know you guys are too. Predictions, as always, like we said, we wanted to keep these episodes short and sweet so you can just listen to it either in the morning while you're running your errands or on your way to the stadium. So predictions, we haven't done this in a while. Gian, why don't you kick us off?
Yeah, so my prediction is I think that Inter Miami is going to win this one 3-1. That's what I think. I think that Chicago isn't, obviously, as we talked about the stats previously, they're not the highest scoring team. In fact, they've scored the second few. They're one of the teams that have scored the fewest amount of goals. So let's just give them one. And it's going to be one of those where maybe in the second half, just like on Wednesday night, you know, Inter Miami, a quick lapse of maybe concentration. And maybe that's where the goal comes in. But I think that Inter Miami is going to try to be the protagonist from the very beginning. They'll score first and they'll look good throughout the game. And then at the end, maybe Chicago gets that one goal. So I'm going to go with 3-1. And I think up front, my front three are going to be Suarez as a center forward. Then you've got Robert Taylor on the left. And up front, I think you're going to have Rojas on the right, who was always supposed to really be the guy that was going to fill in for Messi when Messi was out. So I think we'll finally get that up front.
Yeah, and then way in the midfield, you'll have Gressel, Busquets, and Redondo.
Yep. Yeah,
I can see that. I'd be happy with that. I'd be very happy with that as well. Yeah, so it'll be good. In my prediction, I honestly think you're probably on the right track. I'll say 2-1. I'll say that we win 2-1. You know, and I feel like Inter Miami will hopefully feel like they're in control, but you know, maybe have a couple of defensive lapses that sometimes happens with our team. So you know, something that happens, but look, we're going to see. And obviously Messi, we still don't have a full timetable on when he's going to return. He was at the game Wednesday supporting his teammates, training today. They said he was inside doing physical therapy with the training. It could be, you know, could be maybe 3 or 4 more weeks, could be 7 or 8 weeks. We don't know. We're obviously hoping for the best. And just hoping that the team continues to build and play around him. Other people get healthy, other people continue to maximize their opportunity. And as we get sort of closer and closer to that playoff hunt, it'll be really interesting. With Leagues Cup, which starts in 8 days, we obviously don't know if Messi's going to be able to play in that yet. I obviously wouldn't expect him to play in the beginning. Maybe if we get towards the end of the tournament in the knockout stages, we may see him. We can't know that yet. And it's a good thing that there's going to be a league break, right? Because it gives him time to heal. Like I said, hopefully we can secure our trophy for the second year in the tournament and keep defending our title. But one game at a time. And we'll start with tomorrow night and hope that Inter Miami get another great win.
Yeah, agreed. I'm excited for tomorrow's game, and I really think this can set the tone for them as they get back on track after lose again. Just being able to string another group of wins, I think is going to be really important for them. And as Messi is getting better and all of that, this will also set the tone for Leagues Cup that I believe they're very excited for. And I think that they want to make sure that they're back-to-back champs. Some people may feel a different, you know, whichever way about Leagues Cup, but I think that this would be important, and it would be a really, I think, big achievement to be back-to-back champs. But yeah, I'm excited for tomorrow's game. We'll definitely be there. We'll be bringing you guys all the coverage. And
make sure you're following us on Twitter at Messi & Co.
Yeah, Messi & Co. on Twitter, and then on TikTok as well, right, Ashley?
Messi & Co. 5RSN. Make sure you're following us on TikTok. We're putting awesome clips there too.
Yeah, 100%. So I think with that, as always, we appreciate you all getting on with us and listening to us. And we're just excited, and we'll bring you guys coverage tomorrow as well. So have a good night, and vamos Inter.
Vamos Inter.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.